Raccoons are just jumping on him.
Oh my God, ow!
And all of a sudden he charged me and jumped. And from then on, the battle started.
Animals attack.
Don't run into our car!
Holy crap!
With Brad and John.
Get out of the water! Look, it's coming right at him!
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we will engage in reckless, careless, slanderous speculation. Our animal in question this morning, that is the bobcat.
Which we have seen, I have seen, and photographed with my own eyes right here on the property of the radio station.
You are lucky that it wasn't the bobcat that was featured in this animal attack story. You're lucky that that bobcat that you were taking pictures of...
He would have been on me.
...wasn't Sean Penn, the Sean Penn of bobcats, or it'd have been over for you. The animal in question, the animal attack this morning, the bobcat, the location somewhere in New Hampshire, where 80-year-old Elsie is out Sunday night. And it's Sunday evening, and she's putting her chickens away for the evening. You can relate to that.
Yeah.
You put the chickens away, don't you?
Go out and make sure everything's cool, see if they laid any eggs towards the end of the day. Maybe you missed one. You don't want to leave one in there overnight. Make sure it's all locked up and the food's taken away so the rodents and what have you don't get in there.
So what do? You just kind of walk them, or you lead them into their cages for the night, or how does that work?
Well, usually they go back to their cage, at dusk and stuff, because they always return to roost. But you go just make sure we get the food out of there so we don't get, any kind of animals trying to get in there and get the food.
All right. So this 80-year-old lady is doing that. She's making sure that all the little chickens are okay for the night.
And I bet a bobcat would love some chickens.
She leads them all back into their pen, and then they're all safe. She's not safe, though, because here comes the bobcat. He eyes up that 80-year-old lady, says, I can't have the chickens. I'm going to have the bobcat. And he makes his move on her and lunges. But what this bobcat didn't realize, that this 80-year-old lady that he thinks is going to be easy pickings, I'll just get this old granny and smack her around and chew her up. He didn't realize that 80-year-old Elsie Dabrowski of New Hampshire is a Marine. And she will fight back.
And she remembers her training.
So what does Elsie grab? What any 80-year-old Marine has handy at that time? A sickle.
What is this, the 1800s?
Well, she's 80 years old.
I don't go anywhere without my sickle.
I thought it was a bayonet or something like that. So she grabs her sickle.
You think there's a cell phone on her hip? Hell no. Sickle.
So this thing lunges at her and gets in her face and everything and then starts scratching her up. But she's got the sickle, and she starts waving it around, at the bobcat. And she says, I got a couple good chops in at the bobcat, but it marked her up really
good. Got her in the face, got her in the neck.
Got her all over the place. She had to check into the hospital because her face was all messed up and her body, other parts of her body were all messed up. But she was able, she had 50 to 60 stitches put in, but she was able to ward off this bobcat with her sickle. Now, they say that bobcat was rabid.
They found its face full of quills from a porcupine.
Yeah, and animal control said that was the sign that they knew that this bobcat was rabid because its face was full of quills. The animal control guy said any animal knows you don't mess with a porcupine. You stay away from the porcupine. Unless you're just crazy. What does that tell you about the existence of the porcupine? Think about that. There's an animal control guy saying any animal knows, unless they're flat out nuts, you don't get near a porcupine. What about if you're a porcupine? Is that not like, do you not have the biggest chip on your quills or in your shoulder and your quills, knowing that nobody's messing with me? I do whatever I want.
I just flare up these quills.
Bobcat, lion,
human,
dog. Elephant, whatever. Nobody's going to mess with me.
Defense mode.
Because I got the quills. But this rabid bobcat, he was crazy.
He was crazy.
So he put his face in there, and he got the quills inside him. So anyways, he attacks old Elsie. And, well, here, let's listen to Elsie.
He got me in the face first. Yeah, he got my cheek. And then he got my wrist, and then he got my back, and chewed up my arm.
Yeah.
And then the bobcat realized that it kind of tasted like Bengay, and it was kind of medicinal, and he was probably going to leave her alone anyway.
He got the Bengay buzz, you think?
He got the Bengay buzz. It's got that kind of hot smell to it.
Yeah. And then he ran off, and then everybody ended up getting rabies shots. Like everybody in the family ended up having it. No, they did. They ended up having to get rabies shots. All of them did. They got the rabies shots. But since Elsie is a Marine, she said, I don't care. She said, and let's do this old school. Back in the olden days, they'd take a needle the size of a space needle and they just plunge that thing into your stomach.
I'm a Marine.
Yes, give me all the treatments at once. In fact, stick that porcupine in my gut. I'm a Marine.
I got some porcupine recipes.
Yeah.